Welcome to the Starfound Podcast, an actual play podcast of the tabletop role-playing game Starfinder by the lovely people at Paizo. Now, some of you may know Starfinder and its cousin D&D and may know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of you may be totally in the dark. Don't worry, I'm here to fill you in. A tabletop role-playing game mixes the boundaries between long-form improvisation and board games, and what this means is that a group of friends sit around a table and collaboratively tell a story, the outcome of which is decided by rolls on a 20-sided die that's modified by the character's abilities and skills. Now, several of these friends are the players, and they have made characters that are the heroes of the story. Meanwhile, one friend takes on the role of the Game Master, who is sort of the arbiter of the game. They play, but they are also directing the action, you might say. So as the game plays out, if a player wants their character to shoot a laser blaster to hit the target of their bounty in the knee, there are mechanics for that. Or if the heroes need to get into a factory that's producing an army of war robots, they might choose to disguise themselves, or they might try to talk their way in, or they might have some other way of doing it, and we talk it out together. We are recording this second season of Starfound live on twitch.tv/HearthsingerGames every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So go give us a follow right now. The first season is available on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud now, as well as on our YouTube page, so go get caught up. Give us follows, likes, and where you can, write positive or constructive comments. It really helps to get our podcast into the hands of more listeners. New episodes will be released every Wednesday evening, but if you just can't wait that long, head over to patreon.com/starfoundpod and consider pledging at least $5 to get access to the video a whole week earlier, as well as some other sweet patron-only rewards, including private streams and polls that affect the story of the podcast. We have something new happening on patreon.com/starfoundpod. For our $10 and up crewman patrons, we have started creating patron characters with them that live and exist inside the world, and once a month, they get to choose an action that their characters do, and then we resolve it with a dice roll at the end of the month. Now, I'm not entirely certain how this is going to play out, because it's based on what our patrons decide to do with their newfound power, but I'm hoping that the characters that they create and the actions that they take will feature in to the story of Starfound. This is just another way for you, as our listener, to interact with the story and the world that we are creating. Now let's meet some of these mooks, our mostly fearless Starfinders.
I'm Anne Richmond, and I play Amaruk Yuka, Vlaka Solarian, First Claw of Clan Yuka, and Emotional Support Captain for the crew of the Kingfisher.
I'm Helena Anderson, and I play Jaleskia, a very clumsy Kasathan mystic zoologist, and I believe in the pursuit of knowledge and friendship. Friendship is good, too.
Hi, my name is Parker Wallace, and I play Castor 9, android mechanic and pilot of the Kingfisher. Happy to be of service.
Hi, I'm Dexter Warren, and I play Jabberwocky, a Skittermander Technomancer. I'm a magical boy tech whiz with a love of stories and shiny.
Now sit back, strap in, or at least hold on to something. Let's get Starfound. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
You ready?
It's time.
Here we go. Are you ready? Because
no.
We aren't ready.
No, but we're going.
Should we do a last time on? Yeah, we absolutely should. Last time on Starfound, the crew of the Kingfisher had a brief conversation with Gralia after she rent herself out of a shadow. And she shared that things were not going well with the battle on the surface, and that she had discovered something that was causing all of madness to happen. And then the shadow attacked, causing cavern to begin to collapse. They barely made it down onto the ground of... onto the basin of the cavern at the very, very bottom, and then had to face a shadow king made of rapidly grown crystal. They were ambushed by the giants who had been kept inside of the capsules, and now they're fighting all of these foes, including shades pulled from their own life energy.
So I guess we could say it's going well.
It's certainly going, and it is the darkness's turn, who is going to flicker and then split, like watching someone's shadow erupt when you shine multiple light source, hard light sources on it, right? So he like turns into multiple versions of himself. That is the darkness's turn. The shades are going to take a series of swings at you, Kia.
Yeah.
What is your energy AC again?
23.
All right. This one is going to move around the other side of you. But if they're going to hit you with that 23, they are going to hit you twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, stud.
That is going to be 20 points of damage.
I have one stamina point left.
Okay.
All right, fantastic. This giant is going to follow up by flinging a piece of rock at you. What's your kinetic AC?
Yeah.
Me?
You?
Again?
Little old you.
Oh, 24.
It misses. You, like, duck good. Out of the way as the crystal shatters across the wall behind you. Caster, it is your turn.
Great. So what I'm going to do is that the dial inside my custom rig turns and clicks, and then... my own form starts to shift and blur as copies of Caster all surround him, a la
yes!
holographic clone.
Fantastic.
And that'll be two other clones.
Great. Do you need more tokens, or they just hover around you?
They just hover around me. They mimic my movements and sounds and actions. Whenever attacked or are targets of that spell that requires an attack roll, there's a possibility that attack targets one of your images instead.
The chance to target the other images. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. I will send you that in the chat.
Fantastic. In the meantime, I'm just going to beat up on Amaruk some more. I'm going to get a critical hit.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, really? All right.
No, that's just a standard action.
Then I'll roll this damage. It'll just hover over Anne's head.
How does one copy and paste into the...
like a Kasathan holding chat. A babbling Jabberwocky Skitterman.
Exactly.
That's how it will
hang. That's how it will dangle head. Over your head.
120 feet, yeah. Oh, no.
How does one copy and paste... whatever.
Control-C, Control-V?
Oh, smart. There we go. Oh, I don't know why I did that.
Why did zoom in?
Oh, that's fine.
I messed up one piece of the setup. It's so that you can text roleplay back and forth.
Oh, that's cool.
I think
that's
it's really, cute. Really cute for like a style of play that I would never do, but could like, yeah. What if you set up a Foundry server in like a tavern, right?
Yeah.
And had like a
like
bunch
Club
of
Penguin.
What if, oh my God. What,
yeah. What if we had
what
a Foundry
about a
server?
Yeah.
In a tavern.
Ooh, and we could meet the characters from the thing.
Oh my
god!
It
can be at Bessie's Teat, the bar.
Bessie's Teat! Why do I keep saying teat? Stop! Oh my god, alright, we need to focus because permadeath is on the line.
Okay, get on our Patreon right now. Because that's going to be happening. Anyways, Parker, what are you doing?
Oh, what am I doing indeed? I don't know what I'm doing. All right, so surprise, surprise. I am going to use then. Oh, I've already done my standard action, so I can't do that. I can't attack, so I can move. Where's a good place to be? Now, if I were to move closer to this giant, would I be flanking because of...
No, they're 120 feet in the air.
That makes sense.
Well,
you know what? I'll just attack him. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It ends like, thank God. Good.
I was like, that's the correct choice in my mind, which is such an asshole thing to think in the first place.
Attack?
I agree with me.
That is 20 to hit.
That is a miss.
Great. That's okay. It's okay.
My God, I hate these things.
in that case, I'm going to... Just want to make sure I don't... So if I move over here, I won't be able to get hit by the shade, but I'll...
These things are up 120 feet in the air as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll still get an attack of opportunity.
You can see the people's height is like just above the token. If you're ever curious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Great.
That's cool. Love
I see now. Great.
Yeah, how high they up there in the air.
I'll take a guarded step back then, I guess.
All right. Fantastic.
Unless that moves me close. Nope, it doesn't. Great.
Great. All right. Amaruk. Wait, no. You're right. I critical hitted you. I was so excited.
Please.
And now I get to roll a mini dice, which I haven't gotten
by
to do.
By all means, fail yet. Miserably. Please. I beg you.
I did not.
I pray to the gods.
Oh my what God, do a pray!
What's it looking like?
It wasn't like... great, but it was definitely the higher side of average.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, I have to do the math, and it's just...
I'm scared! I'm sorry, I'll shut up, please do it.
that's gonna be 32 points of damage.
Okay. We're cutting into my actual flesh! Okay.
The, like, burning rage rushes over this guy, and he... like, pushes through it and grabs you by the throat and just hits you like John Wayne across the face with a fist that is, like, larger than your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chat does not have a map view, dear Miles.
Oh,
now they do. Thank you so much.
Boom.
Of course.
All right. That is Frank the Dark Giant's
Frank's turn.
Good old Frank. Okay. It's your turn, Amaruk.
Okay, so she takes that, I would say on the chin, but it hurt a lot. And she, as her mote pulses up, begins her full attack against this guy.
Great.
Now, just so I am clear,
I
need to be rolling with a -4 penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you also have a -4 to your AC.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't take a full action. What do we think? Do I take a, I just need to talk myself through the math.
Yeah. Talk yourself through the math.
If I do a full action, I'm going to be taking a -7 to my roll for my 3 for taking the full action.
It's
and then
brutal.
An additional, 4. So maybe I just do it. I do some
damage instead of all damage. Yeah.
Nope. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I'm just going to do some damage.
Great. Okay.
I'm just going to do some damage. Sorry. okay. Great. Glad we had this chat. All right. And then I'm going to roll with +9. Oh, boy. Come on, baby. Let my fire. Fuck. Okay. It's a 2. So that's a miss.
That is a miss as he, like, dashes backwards, getting out of the way of your swing. Yeah. Kia, you're up.
Well, wait.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
If I were to, let's say, as a move action, do a blazing orbit.
Mm-hmm.
The deal is that I would have to make, what is it, athletics checks?
Acrobatics checks.
I feel like we do this every
time.
We
do, yeah.
Okay.
cool. Our podcast listeners know all about moving through occupied spaces.
Yeah. Okay, so I'd make acrobatics checks with a -4 penalty to drag it around as a move action. Mm-hmm. Taking concealment attacks the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd only take one attack from him, right? Because he only has one reaction.
Mm-hmm. So I could just try for my entire move to drag fire on him.
Mm-hmm.
Drag him.
Yeah, I'm going to drag him. I'm going to read him for filth. Here we go. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Zenny.
I have 60 feet of movement, so this should be fun.
Great. Roll some acrobatics checks.
All right. So for the first...
Just have you roll one. I don't want to...
Just one? Just... Okay. Well, let's pray. Roll, let's see, it's 12 minus 4 is 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, d20 plus 8. Yeah, okay, everybody.
No dice. No dice. You still get to drag fire, but you cannot drag it.
Okay, cool. So what
you
I'm
could
going
drag
to do...
it down here and try again at this guy.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
I will.
Towards the other giant.
Yeah, I will.
And it's like, yes, yes, thank you.
Good. No,
I was
no,
already
I mean,
planning on it.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. And I appreciated the help, honestly. Okay, so I am clicking the wrong thing. There we go. Okay. Great. So I'm going to move down here. He's going to get an attack of opportunity with his reaction. Mm-hmm. It will be at a -4, so he's got to roll against a 20 to hit me.
He hits you.
Okay. How's that for me?
That's going to be a 21.
Okay.
we still have to kill a god after this.
It's fine.
We have a test in the next class.
Hold on, Jimmy. I still have nightmares about that.
Actually,
I still have the science exam. Oh, wait. I'm out of high school.
All right. 23. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Math. Okay. So then I am going to try mm-hmm. and do it to him. Here I go. Roll a d20 plus mm-hmm. 8.
Yo. Great.
You're saying great, but I don't know if it is. Oh, hey, yeah, 24.
That is not enough.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah, that is really, really close.
But I am going to try and protect Caster by dragging the firewall.
Fantastic.
This way. So so he would get an attack of opportunity as I move.
He already got right? his attack of opportunity.
This is
no
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do some math. Just some gentle math. It's going to be real easy. So this is
20 feet.
15, so that's 35.
Yeah, check this out. So if you control click and then drag, and then you can create markers, and it gives you the total.
Oh, shit.
Right? So you can create a box around that boy and then drag it up or drag it out, drag it around.
Why? You know what? Here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I go around his bottom and
the wall ends right here. That's as far as you have. Yeah. That's the edge of the map.
Great. And then I'll just go back up the other way to get back as far as I can to where I am currently.
There. Boom.
Yeah.
60 feet of movement, right?
I'll end up here. So if we can put a firewall into effect.
Yeah, I got you, baby. I got you. Boom.
Thanks, bro.
Wall of Fuego.
All right, so you can stand, unlike D&D, just to be clear, you can stand next to it, but if you pass through it, it's fuego.
It's fuego.
Yeah.
Es fuego.
That should protect myself and Caster unless these guys move through it.
All right, that is the end of your turn, Amaru, because you blaze a trail behind you. How long do your Void Boys last for?
Void Boys last 10 rounds,
All
so
right,
we
great.
Haven't
So we have
really...
quite a while to go. Yeah. Kia, it's your turn.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little old me with my first level spell slots. We out here. We still here. We're fighting. I'm going to mind thrust that lovely little friend that is pretty much below me right there.
Yeah.
Let's do, hopefully, oh, that's better than I thought. 16 damage, or 8 if you beat a 16.
He fails, so 16 points of damage to him, you'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, take that, psychic boy.
Wouldn't you like to know, psychic boy?
You're not in my club.
All right, fantastic. Is that the end of your turn, Kia?
Free action to taunt just a little bit.
Yeah, you've done it. You just did it, I believe. All right, Jabby.
I'm just nervous to move.
Roll for it.
49. What happens on a 49?
It's new.
Oh, yeah. So on a 49, he just babbles incoherently.
Oh, we did that the first time. Right.
He just says, all mimsy were the Borogroves and the Momorath's outgrabe.
Great. Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. Darkness is going to charge again.
It's a bad time.
All
man.
Right. And I am... Oh, right. The Shades. The Shades act next. They are all going to swing at Kia again.
Typical. What, your mom pick out that action?
All right. That is 2 hits to you again. Twenty-2 points of damage.
Oh god! Oh man!
Yeah, how you doing there, Kia?
I have 18 hit points.
Ooh! All right, Caster. You don't want to fall 120 feet with 18 hit points.
No, I'm gonna get out. Hopefully. Here's hoping.
All right, Caster. What are you up to?
Golly gee, wouldn't you like to know, weather boy? Can't
move through the giant space.
Don't cross the fire.
Yeah.
I can't move through the giant space?
Cannot? Yeah. Without doing acrobatics checks, right? Like we just talked
without
about.
Without doing acrobatics.
Yeah. Also, you'd be passing through the fire and taking damage.
I know.
Sorry,
I just want to bull rush him and hit him with a god killer, you know?
I mean, you could try to leap over the fire, right? You could try to make that run. You could also try to go around a ways and not take damage. It's true.
Also, like, the god killer, yeah, is for the shadowy things, I think, not the...
It's for the god.
I thought it was for the god.
Well, right, but I think the shadowy things are a part of the god. Like, they're a part of us, made by the god. I don't know. You know what? These are all questions I have.
Yeah, I want to attack the god.
I get it.
But Amaruk made a minefield. I understand.
Listen, those things had to die.
All right, so there's 40 move speed.
So if I do a bull rush, no, I won't be able to make it. No, I take that back.
Well, you could start that movement. Like, you could start that action.
Yeah, it's going to take 2 to get to a place.
Because you're going
to
have to do it anyways. You're just going to have to probably sacrifice a turn to get up there.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that because he's going to shoot the ray at me and he's going to make me lose 4 levels. I feel it in my bones.
I feel it in my bones.
Run by a lot of enemies.
I guess, like, what you're really contending with right now, if we were to break it down like we're on a sports show, right, is are you going to use the action economy to try to get closer, right, knowing that he might blast you?
He might blast you at any time.
Stay here, but he can still blast you here because that was basically where you were when I got blasted, so it doesn't really matter where you are.
Okay, well, I guess one thing at a time, right?
Yeah.
Get rid of the ads, I guess. All right, this fellow right in front of me, I'm going to take out my sonic suppressor with a swift action.
Great.
And I'm going to use a trick attack to spook him.
Fantastic.
Great.
I love that you described that.
I got us. It's for the people at home listening.
For the folks.
42.
Thank God.
42. That is successful. Oh, yeah.
Great. And now I hit. He is now flat-footed.
He is, yeah. Can you get it? Can you tickle it?
That is a 27 to hit.
27 is a hit.
Great. Here we go. Oh, that's not bad.
I'm scared. 12.
This is 12. What's going
17.
On?
17.
What's up, Jamie?
Just as in character, I'm confused.
Okay, now.
What's going on?
On method acting at this point.
Exactly. God.
All right, fantastic. You blast out, and it like takes a chunk out of this guy's side as he stumbles over. All right, is that the end of your turn, Caster?
If I feel like moving, no, but I don't know if I want to.
All right, decide quickly.
You are the only one who can hit that god, so at some point you're gonna have to.
I know, but like, I don't know if it's an instant kill or if it's like, it takes time, and I don't want to be a sitting duck, you know?
Listen, it's your choice.
Fantastic.
Great.
In the meantime, I'm gonna beat you up.
Beat me up.
This guy lashes down at you. What is your armor class? Kinetic?
26.
26? Oh, yeah. So, misses as you dodge to the side. What's up?
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's probably a no, and I accept that, but I gotta try. Must he reach through the fire?
He's large enough to go over top.
You know what? That's great for him. I'm honestly impressed.
Good try. So he like punches you over the wall of fire that Abaruk has made, and if he had a mouth, he'd grin about it.
He punches down. I'm sorry.
Amaruk, it's your turn. Please okay. Do something other than making jokes.
I can't do that. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I don't have a lot of hit points left.
Join the club.
But the choice here for me, Sports Center style, is either I use my full charge to heal myself for 30 hit points, or I use my full charge to try and kill this man with another supernova. And because I'm so far away from everything, I think that's probably the play. It could be a bad idea, but I'm going to take the risk. He needs to roll a fortitude saving throw against 20.
Fail.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Okay, just lost her headphones.
I flailed with excitement and glee. Yeah. Just to be for the podcast listening audience, that's what happened. Okay, we're going to roll 10d6 into his face hole plus 2.
Amazing.
Right. Whoa.
38 Boom. Damage. Is he dead?
Your flame bursts out from you and rolls over him, and he erupts into fire, burning away into ash.
Yes!
Oh, I deleted Amaruk, not him.
Worth it! Okay. All right.
Oh, right. That is the end of...
I will take my healing potion.
Great, great.
My 1d8 of healing I will take and be grateful for it.
I deleted you. Let me make sure that you're in the right place in the initiative order. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
All right. There we go.
No.
All right.
Three hit points.
Kia, you're up.
All right. So Kia, still suspended, looks down. Sees a dangling aquamarine fuzzball babbling to itself in some sort of Lewis Carrollian language. And she takes a look around and decides to leave. Not completely, obviously, but she's going to fly herself over. Yeah, she's going to fly herself to over on top of one of the canisters.
You have 60 feet of fly speed.
60 feet?
Yeah.
Well... but where else would I go?
Oh, no, I was just saying, because I only saw you do the 30, so I'm just saying you have more than...
Yeah,
Yeah.
So in order to get all the way down to the ground, you're going to have to fly straight down, but you can get down over there. Let's say that if you're going over there, you can get down to a safer 40 feet up.
Awesome.
Sound good?
That sounds wonderful.
And if that's all that you do this turn and you use your disengage action to like avoid the shadows that are attacking you, weaving and ducking between claws that are lashing out at you, trying to freeze you solid. All right. End of your turn, Kia?
That is.
Jabby, roll for it. Ooh, 75. Jabby, you've had silence cast on you.
So sorry about that. I roll a d8 and do, yeah, I roll a d8 to hit myself.
Sounds good.
My favorite.
Jabby just slaps himself in the face.
Yep.
Trying to wake up. All right. Fantastic. The darkness moves, giving off this terrible crinkling sound as it moves over to here and fires the beam out through both Castor and Amaruk. I need you both to make reflex saves.
Oh, no.
Now, question, is this an area of effect, technically?
Mm-hmm.
Great. I will do roll for cover.
Right. What does that do for my knowledge?
So it allows me to roll a reflex save with advantage as long as I go prone on an adjacent square.
Great.
Oh, I'm really scared to roll this check. Okay.
Me too.
Perfect. Oof. 14.
26.
26. Caster made it. Amaruk. Great, did not. Amaruk. You're taking another 4 points of negative levels.
Fuck, man.
Fuck.
So that's, let's see, I'm at that six, so now I'm at two. So I can't take another one.
Happy.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if he does that much again.
Yeah. I mean, which odds are?
He keeps rolling the way that he has been rolling. Yeah. Again, the heart, like, closes up.
Yeah. Ooh, she is basically a shell. She's like, I want to say she's like thinner. Like she's normally this very like Hulk style superhero. And she is just like going backwards through the Captain America process.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She looks like skin and bones and her armor's like hanging off of her.
This guy, this giant, who's been hurling rocks at Pia, is going to turn his attention to Caster. Or wait, no, you get a bonus against ranged attacks. Yeah, no. Flings a rock at Jabby. Jabby, what is your kinetic AC?
So sorry. My KAC is 27.
27. Yeah, he misses just barely as you, like, in your madness are, like, blabbering to yourself and, like, trying to slap yourself awake. You slap your head to the side and you see this piece of crystal flying and you, like, duck behind the large canister that you're right next to and it slams into it, denting it severely. All right. That is the end of his turn. Caster, you're on the ground. It's your turn.
I kip up with a swift action.
Look at that.
And I am going to, so jumping over the firewall, what would that take?
What are you going to give him, Amaruk? How much damage is firewall going to give him?
Oh my God. What a time to be alive. I didn't want to do this to you. cool. 2d6.
Oh, no. I'm not risking that. Jeez.
I don't know how much health.
37.
So the worst it could do to you is 12. It's probably not going to do that much.
Yeah, but I'm also passing through another enemy
mm-hmm.
Space.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't do much more than 12 damage to you.
You know what? In a selfless act of heroism, I think he's going to do it.
That's good TV. All right. So, and would you roll 2d6 for him?
Yeah, but I won't like it.
You don't have to.
Okay.
8 points of damage as you dash good. Through the fire.
Technically, it would be 10 because I am attuned to photon. Okay. So.
10 points of damage to you. Great. Almost as bad.
Great. And I'm going to bull rush all the way to the god because Castor wants to end this very quickly. Seeing.
Okay, you can't bull rush through the giant space. You can move and then use your standard action to move again. Right? But you can't bull rush there. That makes sense? Your bull rush would be trying to knock the giant out of your way.
I see.
Right?
Well,
I don't know. I think you're using a different word instead of bull rush. I think that because we're dealing in technical
charge,
terms.
Charge. That's it. Charge.
There we go. Good. The word does charge matter. Is what I want to do. You still cannot charge this turn. You can't move through someone else's space and charge. Is that true? No, if it's a straight line. You can do that. Yeah. That's the way that I read the rule. Yeah. All right.
Can I do this? Can I?
You can as okay, cast... Caster, I'm going to explain to you, right? You can go your full movement and then attack at the end of it, right?
Yeah.
As long as you succeed at the acrobatics checks to move the opponent's space.
I mean, I'll take that.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that's what you wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Roll for it.
Great. That is... I know, I'm nervous too.
Sorry.
34.
34. Fantastic. You make it dash into this swirling aura around him. Will save.
I fucking...
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. God damn it. That's a 13.
You are slowed.
Okay. Okay, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have been worse. Could have been just instant death. Could have been a lot of damage to you immediately. But it's not. You're just slowed. So you cannot.
God, I hate that you brought up those other options. Just let us get the W in the one way that we can.
So sorry.
Oh my God.
So that does mean that you cannot attack at the end of this charge.
I can't?
No.
It's okay. It's okay.
The shadow rips around you as you rush forward, the dagger in hand, and desperately try to, but it's like moving through jello as the shadow tries to pull you away from it, desperately trying to get you back away from the thing as it stares at you with these two this like slit in its impassive crystal visor, just watching you approach. All
and
right,
my clones as well.
The Frank giant has had enough of Amaruk's bullshit.
No.
Frank the Giant, he's gonna get it done as he moves over here and is going to take a lash at Amaruk over the top of the fire. He is going to miss you, though, and it is your turn.
Okay. I'm not going to question that at all. I'm just going to become... Nope, I'm not fully charged. Fuck me. I knew this would happen. Okay, this is fine. Don't freak out. You're okay. It's my turn. Mm-hmm. It's my turn. Okay, sorry. I'm scared. I'm too scared. Okay. So I can fly into the air, right? Mm-hmm. But he'll get an attack of opportunity because he's got reach 10.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're just going to have to risk that.
Right.
She is going to fly up into the air. So go ahead and make your attack.
It's a miss.
okay.
However, barely.
We're really just gonna like okay.
We're on the precipice.
Yeah, I'm dealing with like some very, you know, I know we weren't going to talk about the election, but it's some careful math. It's some very careful math that's happening over here. Okay. Oh boy. All right. So, she flies up. She's going to fly up. How far up do I have to fly? Well, I can still fly through his space because he's already made his attack of opportunity, so we can't make another.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fly through him. I'll fly around him. You said I need control. I need control of my life. I'll swift action here.
How far up are you going? Excuse me.
Well, now I'm realizing that it doesn't really matter how far up I go.
Well, the shadows. Because
the shadows.
You're right.
They're still but flying.
I hear that. I don't want to be a part of their world is what I'm telling you. I need to survive for one more round so I can heal myself. So just everybody calm down. Okay. So sorry. All right. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I can move 90 feet. Okay. So I'm going to move here.
How high up are you going, Dan?
Well, I'll tell you in a second because I'm going to do however high up I can get.
Looks like you can do how many feet?
So I can do 90 feet. I'm just saying there's this one that I've passed through right in the center, but we'll say that I stay on the ground.
I'm just trying to figure out mathematically how high you are.
Right. So I guess what I'm saying is if I use 50 of my 90 feet to get here, right, where I've ended my line, how high up from there would I get I had an extra 40 feet of movement? Feet? That's 50 feet?
It's 50 feet from right here to over there. This is 45 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then if I stay on the ground, which is fine, I'm fine with
that. You'll take 2d6 points of damage here.
Okay, but I could fly up and over it and still make it to here, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to hide behind this jar.
Fantastic.
From the beam.
Get behind the jar over here.
Yeah, wherever the beam can't see me, that's where I'll be, Miles.
That's where she'll be.
Okay, great. So I'm over here. That's fine. I will take out my pistol as I go.
Fantastic.
And shoot at this boy, we'll say on the way over, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Or before I leave. It doesn't really matter either way.
Yeah, there's no firing and moving. Are you?
Yeah.
That's your full.
I can fire and then move.
Yeah. That's your full move speed?
That is my move speed, like with my hasted. Thing which I've checked off. So I will have shot him while I was over here.
Boom, bang,
right?
Go ahead and fire. Bang. Yeah, I hear you. Makes sense to me.
It's not listen, I'm just whittling away at him. I don't think it's gonna hit, but because I have a -8 to my roll.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So 13. Okay, we'll say plus 13 minus 8 and we pray. It's not great.
That's a miss. The 10 is a miss.
So she is just kind of like becoming puppy, right?
Yeah.
She carefully just tries to like edge her way around things and over fire and under the shadows, kind of like loping away to a low spot with her back against this star jar as she hears the sounds of her friends in battle against this gargantuan force of evil.
Right. Kia.
Well, I am going to heal myself so that I eventually can be of help. So I'm gonna mystic cure myself.
Smart.
A little bit.
Good.
Sounds like
yeah,
a good idea.
Yeah.
Good
job. Can't do much, but that is 11. I get 11 hit points back. That's very helpful.
Fantastic. Gabby, I have good news. You're almost unconfused.
Almost?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I'd give you a glimmer of hope in the dark.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Before throwing my fucking computer.
How tall is the capsule?
30 feet. Miles? No. I lied. 60
40?
feet. 40?
60. Great. Never mind.
Yeah, it's high up there. All right. Or wait, no, it's 40 feet. It's 40 feet because that's what you said. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay. Oh, still high.
My brain. Right. The capsule, the larger version of the baby capsule is what you're standing on, where you found the giants, right? All right, yes. Jabby, it is your turn. 75 again.
Okay. Oof. So I just hit myself in the head. Just trying to slap myself awake.
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
All right. Who's standing next to this thing, Aster? Its hand pulls back and then thrusts out toward you. Will save.
Oh. My favorite. Fuck. 13.
Oh,
God, our saves are so bad.
Saves are really awful. You are under the effect of a hold person.
Oh, God, no. Fucking damn it.
You are paralyzed. Time being. Quick though. Each round on its turn can spend a full action to attempt a new saving throw to end the effect.
It's good. That's
on
good.
On its turn.
Yeah, your turn.
Oh, my
Sorry,
turn.
Sorry, I was gotcha. Reading verbatim instead of a helpful read. Yeah. All right. Yes, not particularly useful. All right. This guy is going to step to the side. The giant steps over to the side, pulls another piece of rock out, and flings it at Jabby again, and misses, shattering off of the side of the capsule that he's standing next to. Caster, time for that will save. Just quick in succession, one after the other.
Fuck you. 13.
It's a failure.
Stupid dice. I gotta put them in jail, and I don't care about rehab anymore. They're going in jail. They need to think about their actions.
Amazing.
The last time they fuck with me.
So this giant is gonna lope after you, Amaru.
Okay.
Turning and like reaching around the side to try to grab at you, and it rolls a 4. And just like clang, 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 as you just like barely escape from its grasping hands, it's your turn, Amaru.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Here we are. Here we are. all right. Well, I did it. I made it this far. I'm going to spend a resolve to use Glow of Life. This is a move action. Ooh. So I still have my full action left if I expend another haste, which I will. And then I will take two attacks. I'm going to heal for 30.
You aren't in range to do two attacks.
Right, but I can step up to him. Oh, wait, no, but then that would be my move action. You're right. Well, I'm going to heal for 30.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to shoot him. It's not great. Bah, bah,
just around the corner.
Yeah, she's like, this is not her best moment, but she's in survival mode here. Okay, so she will now be at, let's see, 19 plus 30 is 49. 49 hit points. Okay.
You love a 49 hit point.
Sorry. Okay, and now I roll what could loosely be considered the worst bonus to hit in the world. We'll do a roll of a d20 plus 12 minus 8. This is bad. Okay.
Gosh.
That's a 6. Great.
Great. All right.
She looks terrified, but she basically closes her eyes and the prime claw glows bright like a small sun for a moment, and small golden butterflies kind of dance around her and fall to the ground as she
it is the most her thing that there is, while the fear is still setting in as she desperately calls out to Desna for aid.
Fantastic. Kia, you're up.
Okay, so seeing that Caster is kind of being stopped, Kia is going to send a mind thrust to Big Baddie, and he has to beat a 16 for half.
Okay, he has beaten the 16.
Great, you take 6 mind psychic damage.
6 brain damn.
Hurt the brain.
Hurt brain. Ho 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 ho. Y'all have done so much damage to that thing. Ooh, Jabby. Moment of truth. Oh, a 28. So close.
Am I fucking done yet?
Was
that the last one? You have one answer. You have one correct answer.
You're so close.
That's not the right answer. Okay, well, with a 28, Jabby is going to say the most foul and arcane string of curses that, which, again, he doesn't curse. He's done it once on stream. He's going through the entire list and then backwards.
Amazing. All right.
This is fine.
The darkness, like, kind of leans down to you, Caster, and reaches out, and crystalline fingers caress your face.
No.
Which one?
Your face?
He has doubles. There are 3 of them.
I have 2 clones.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And if I hit one of them, it goes away, right?
Yes.
All right,
if you
great.
Hit one of them, it goes away. If you miss one of them by 5, then they disappear.
Great. What is your kinetic AC?
26.
Great. Lashes out at one of them. You have to roll to see if I hit it or you, right?
No. So if it hits me.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to roll a 1d3 to see which it hits.
That's exactly. So which what do you mean which it hits? Which one is you? Is it the lowest or the highest?
I don't know.
It's up to you. It's up to you, honey.
Yeah, you just pick a random number.
Highest.
Great. All right. It misses you and cuts through one of them. He lashes again, hits again, misses you and cuts through another one.
Oh God.
And then reaches down and just kind of gently caresses your face. And says, the shades descend on your friends.
No!
Moving down to surround Kia. Another one moves around to the other side of Amaruk. Another one down to the other side of Amaruk as they start to just like... cascade down. They can't attack this turn because of movement restrictions, but they're down on your level now. This giant over here is going to move a little bit further over and fling another stone at Jabby and misses again. Like, you can't do shit, but nothing's happening to you, and you're just, like, stuck in this purgatory of madness. All right, Caster, I haven't rolled above a 7 attacking you, Jabby.
Good.
Caster, you are up. You know what time it is.
Roll save?
Yep.
Come on, man. I believe in you.
That is pretty damn good. That is a 22.
That is exactly enough.
Okay.
Great. That is your turn.
Well, fantastic.
Great. This giant reaches around trying to grasp at Amaruk. He gets a piece of you, and he is going to do 19 points of damage to you, raking across your chest with long, overgrown fingernails. It is your turn, though, Amaruk. There are 2 shades next to you, and he's just out of range.
Sorry, 49 minus 19 is 30. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Sorry, I'm scared. I'm very scared. I'm scared. Hold on.
I need to say that I used one resolve that last turn. Okay, great. All right. I am attuning to Photon again. And I am going to pee a little as I move. Well, I don't move anywhere because these shades are here on my level now, huh? But they are within 5 feet of each other and me. So
with the giant at
her back. Yeah, with the giant at her back, she throws the pistol.
Yeah.
And resummons her weapon as a swift action. And she says, if I need to go down fighting, I'll go down fighting. And she begins taking a full action of attacks with like a pretty hefty penalty.
You got this.
All right. And number one, 17 to hit a shadow.
That is a hit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I should have been fighting these things all along.
I mean, listen, they were in the air, but I didn't want my friends to get crushed. Okay, roll 3d6 plus.
Go for it.
16. Sorry.
You're quite all right.
I'm scared and I'm mistyping everything because I'm too scared. Okay. All right. The 28 damage.
Yes, on that first you just hit. Cut clean through it as it disperses into air.
I will now. Oh, that's good. That's great. Wait, this is amazing. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Okay. And I will cleave into the second one, as I so often do. Okay. Cleave.
Cleave.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
so cleave. Scared.
Cleave. Ah! Okay, minus 8.
Okay. Hit.
All right. 20 to hit. 20 to hit.
Hit.
Ah! Lightsabers! Okay. Okay. 26 damage to that one.
Poof.
Ah! Poof. Okay. I don't think I can do anything else, even though I have a second attack. I can't move. I could swift action and still do my second attack as a full action, with my armor. So I can move up to him.
Great. He's going to swing at you.
Wait, no, guarded step. Not when I step. Okay. I know we did this last time, but I just need to understand. If I move up to somebody in close distance, I don't think you take a
reaction. He has reach. So he has able to,
you're right. Yeah,
so he can tap you.
I understand. Great. I'm with you. I got you.
But still, now, guarded step is a move action.
Yeah, here I go. Here I go.
Lash out.
Again, on my own. Lash out. Do what you can do.
Almost heaven.
Minus 8.
West Virginia.
Come on, man. Come on. 23.
Nice. Beautiful. Did I hit? You do hit. Yeah.
Ah!
Just barely, okay. But you do hit.
Okay, listen. I'm here to slay. 3d6 plus 16. All right. 26 damage.
26 damage. Yeah. That is literally exactly enough. As you cut through his throat, stepping around the side and just slashing his neck in half.
Yeah.
And she is he just, goes down.
All you hear is just the lightsabery vroom vroom of her claw weapon just slicing and exploding with radiant light through the shadow as the light around her begins to coalesce and her wings begin to glow with Desna's approval. I'm just going to say it. I'm not in charge of Desna, but I'm playing her in this moment, and I think she'd be okay with it because I killed three guys.
Kia, you're up.
Yeah, I feel like you got a point there. Yes, I'm going to be doing the same thing that I always do. Maybe I should change it up sometime, but no, if it's not broke,
it works.
Then don't fix it. That is 13 brain damage.
To whom?
Unless you beat to 16. God.
To God. God succeeds on the 16, so he's taking seven.
Half of 13.
Yeah. All right, fantastic.
God. I've been doing God's work over there, really.
I've been doing God's work this entire time.
Yeah, that's really
feeling in the
chipping away at this dude.
All right. Speaking of chipped away, he is very, very chipped. The pieces of the crystal are like peeled away and shattered. You see cracks in him, even through the darkness. And Jabby, it's your turn. Not just the confusion's turn.
Yes.
It's your turn, Jabby. Dex is so mad at me.
Do not speak. Now you may speak. How close?
So I imagine you're up on top of this thing over here, right? So right. You are 30 feet away from that thing. 25 feet.
Is Caster still paralyzed?
Nope.
You're not? Okay. How badly is God looking?
Pretty bad.
Okay. God needs to make a DC 19 save. Dex save.
Ooh. Okay, that reflex for God was not a good roll.
Yes.
What is this? Oh, he failed.
Okay, good, 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 good.
It's the first time he's failed anything.
It's good. It's good.
Good. Good for character.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do it all the time. You'll learn something.
Didn't think I'd get this far. Okay. all right. So I am recalling that time when we fought that archdevil piece, and Jabby's hands start to ignite, and it hurts a bit. And looking to Caster, he points the flames away and drops a wall of fire on top of the creature.
Yes.
And I need to roll damage.
Roll damage.
So sorry. I'm so shaken, so nervous, didn't think I'd get to do anything. Okay. So
how many hands?
Okay, so because I'm doing because I'm landing it on him, would that count as him passing through it?
Yeah.
Cool, great. And that's going to be 5d6. Ooh.
Come on.
Ooh.
That's 19, and it would be double if he's undead, but I don't think so. But then also, it's going to last, and that damage will continue as long as he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Ball will persist, pointing away from us, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Right.
So he's within
your 10 flame feet of it, it'll be rushes yeah. across the room and just blasts into the crystal. And there's this sound as, like when he's charging, his chest begins to split open. Oof. And he starts to, like, vibrate and shake back and forth as it is this giant's turn in the corner.
That was my action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not done. Sorry.
Take my move action to get on the ground and go behind the canister.
All right. Run, hide. Fantastic. Darkness skips his turn, racked with pain. The giant picks up
question.
A rock.
Wait.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, so if he's skipping his turn and he's not moving,
mm-hmm.
then he would be in the fire again on this turn.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll for it again.
Okay.
Coming in clutch.
Roll 5d6.
Nice. 19 points of damage.
19
Beautiful.
More damage.
This giant flings a rock at Caster. The giant definitely hits. Caster, how many hit points do you have?
I have 27.
Could be bad. touched by Ad.
Hopefully zero.
No, no, it's a pretty solid number. You said you have 27 health left, right?
Yeah.
That's 25 points of damage.
Oh!
As a splinter of crystal breaks across your back. Caster, it is your turn.
So I remember you saying that the weapon is a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an operative weapon, perchance?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The crystalline form in front of you is vibrating, but shows no sign that it is going to defend itself at all. And this pulsating heart of light in the middle of its chest is vibrating. And as you watch, you can see that dark energy is flowing out of it and reforming the crystal around.
Caster is going to caress the crystal and go, "So brave," and stab it with...
Beautiful. You thrust the dagger into the heat, the center of it, which is as bright and as hot as a star, so hot that it feels like ice. And as you have to, like, recoil, pulling your hand away, leaving the dagger burning inside of it, and this green energy starts to spread around it. And you, like, back off a few feet as a tornado of shadow begins to whip around you, this energy starting to coalesce into this massive, massive force that spins around and around and around. And then it could, like, wraps on top of it, creating this intense, tight shadow right around the form. And then it slowly melts away. And as it does, you see a hand come out of the darkness and grab the handle of the blade and pull it out as Elo Catch emerges from the darkness. Standing tall, looking out across you, and says, "What a convoluted way to cast and I need." And as he laughs, you see little, almost tears of black fire sparking from the edge of his eyes.
Whose turn is it? Is it my turn? Can I hurt him?
It is your turn, Amr. Yeah.
Okay. Great. I will charge a swift action, and I will fly up to him mid-villain's monologue and begin attacking the shit out of him.
Fantastic. Go for it.
Do I still have negatives because this thing is
you
dead?
You do still have negatives. Those suckers are permanent until you take a long rest.
Great. Okay. Where is he? It's very hard to know.
He's right here. Let's pay less attention to the map right now.
Okay. Yeah.
But I get there.
That was like, that's nice, but I get there. And I'm going to start. And I'm like, "You son of a bitch." And then I just anger, fear, aggression, the dark side. I tried to roll in chat. I just want you to know that's how stressed out I am. I opened up Twitch chat and I started entering my roles there, which is not where they go. I don't know if you know that, but it's not where they go. Attack number. Oh my God. I can't type. I'm too mad. 13 is 8. Okay. Let's all just like do some quick prayers. Oh my God, I spelled roll toll. Just let me roll.
This is okay, so great. Fucking funny. That's an 8. The 13 total. Great.
Okay, I'll so do another attack.
Okay. You cannot at the end. Ooh, yeah, you can because of your haste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, "You cannot." And I was like, but I can't.
But I wanna.
I can.
-8. And God, I wrote an equal sign. Oh my God. Okay.
This is comedy.
Okay.
20.
And the second one is a 20 right. to hit.
So you dash forward. Your first slice goes just across like his chest. The second one, you try to stab into his neck. He passes the first one by casually. The second one comes a little bit closer, right?
Yeah.
But he's able to pass it by with the back of his hand before he turns, grabs you by the throat, and choke slams you on the ground.
Oof.
Backing up into the fire, which just like kind of washes around him.
Mm-hmm.
As he says, God, so persistent. Oh, well. You'll all be crushed soon enough. So, I guess this is goodbye. As he tucks the dagger into his belt. And as... Wait, no, I take that back. Go with me here.
Okay.
As he... pulls the dagger up above his head and begins to stab it down at your chest, Amaruk.
Yeah. Okay.
And as he does, there's a massive crack and the sky above you begins to shatter open, meaning like the roof of this entire cavern cracks and begins to split. Like, debris falls all around you. He stumbles, misses the attack, and, like, falls off to the side a little bit, trying to, like, get his feet underneath him, growling while he does. And sure enough, this earthquake rips through the entirety of this space. And it seems... Well, at first you're afraid that just, like, it's an internal earthquake, and, like, it's gonna cause some chaos in here. Until you see... the stars through the crack as this seismic activity is ripping the world in two, and beyond, swirling in this black and purple miasma, is what looks something like a portal. And you can see tendrils of it reaching down on either side of the crack, apparently reaching towards the world that you're standing inside of, being rent apart by this pull. And Elo points up and says, "Now you see what it's been working for! Salve!" And he stops as Eurelia has stood up and is pulsing behind you. You hear this and everything around you, the debris, the madness, the splitting of the world has turned slightly gray, and the red stuff is falling out of Eurelia's eyes, ears, and mouth, and spinning around her as she halts the passage of time, last of her power. And that is where we have to leave it.
Miles, I am going to come over there and kill you. Yeah. This is not...
Do you want to Uber pool?
let's Uber pool to Miles' and smack him.
Miles, can we shit please go long?
Just stomp
I'm
him
dying.
Out.
I can't do this for a week.
No, we have to leave it there.
We do. It's like 10:09.
I hate time.
So does Eurelia. So
yeah, I wish you could stop it. Like,
whatever.
The world.
The world.
Also, fucking called it. Just
said.
We didn't need to mourn those fucking bodies. He did that himself.
Thank you so much for listening to Starfound. Once again, please leave us a like or a follow or whatever it is, and a positive review wherever you are listening. And please head over to patreon.com/starfoundpod in order to pledge to help support us and get some added benefits and a mess of extra Starfound content. And remember, you can tip in order to help or hinder the players at streamlabs.com/hearthsingergames. Thank you again for listening and for your support, and we'll be back next week. See you soon, Star Fam. This podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Incorporated, which are used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. This podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo Incorporated. For more information about Paizo's community use policy, please visit paizo.com/community-use. For more information about Paizo Incorporated and Paizo products, please visit paizo.com. Music by Murder Sauce.